So if you have read any other posts of mine, you will know that I am no stranger to mental health disorders, one of them being a long-standing and often hidden eating disorder. Now you may be thinking, why does this relate to YouTube? Let me explain. I decided to make a boohoo haul. I know it's super original, except when I came to try the clothes on, I hated basically all of them on my new body and some of them didn't fit, which is something I had not factored into my video, and being the type of person who has to carry out a plan I make for myself no matter what, this was a bit of an issue. I videoed the whole thing, the holy thing, which involved me crying trying to pull the one size up from my previous size jeans over my new formed butt and having a meltdown when I was unable to zip up the cute dress I was excited to wear out in the rare UK sun we are experiencing. Then came the meltdown associated with nearly unusable footage and the realization that the video could not go ahead, and that was my decision for about 2 hours, but after a walk and a scroll on my only positive Instagram feed, I realized the whole point of my channel is to discuss taboo topics and address mental health. So I decided I would in fact put the video out there. Editing the video was hard and I had to cut a lot of footage, and it was hard for me to even watch the footage once, never mind the 1000x you have to watch YouTube in order to edit. But I managed it over 2 days on my sister's old 2014 Mac with a repurposed battery that does not have OS and my subpar editing equipment that likes to corrupt sections of video with pink and green lines for no apparent reasons, and I uploaded it to YouTube. Now as it stands, it has 74 views and I have not gained any subscribers since its upload, but I'm still seeing it as a win because I uploaded a genuine and honest video. I didn't give in to the social norms of editing to pretend everything fits and it all looks great, and I didn't just delete the video so nobody would ever see that I was a human with a body that allows me to live didn't fit into a pair of jeans, and I am proud of that and just hope others who stumble across the video and make it past 30 seconds feel less alone and more normal, and that's the whole point of my channel. So 3 months into my channel and 1 week into documenting it, my subscriber count stands at 363 and my confidence is, as it stands, a little bit higher than it was before I started my typical boohoo haul. As always, thanks for reading, and I'll be back with another update very soon.